that was Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. face off against each other with two players trying to accomplish this level of play for the first time in 60 years in baseball. At the same time, the Royals sent us their Bobby Witt Jr. for American League MVP candidate. As the odds, the betting market would suggest, this race is over. It's not even done. But do you look at this series? Because I do. I look at this series as a chance not for Bobby Witt Jr. to win the award, because again, the betting markets would suggest that's not something he can do, but a chance for Bobby Witt Jr. to prove all these people wrong, that they're voting for the wrong person. Because based on most advanced analytics, Bobby Witt Jr. is as valuable of a player as Aaron Judge has been this year, and they just happen to run into a problem where these two guys are playing great at the same time. Look, the Royals are going to point out late and close game situations, who's been better in clutch moments, who's been better in the power and speed and defense department, which are true, except for power for Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, that's
this should be a closer damn race.
It's
annoying that home runs are the one stat. We're letting one singular stat dictate which way this race goes. I take this series as a chance for Bobby Witt Jr. to be like, I'm just as good as that guy. And I can't believe you guys are making this a one-horse race.
I mean, I don't need this series to know that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't need this series.
But it's a chance to show it right to him, you know?
Yeah, maybe to voters. It's unfortunately a couple things. It's one that the home run has become so valued in this type of award, right?
Mm-hmm. Currently, they lead their division by a half game.
When Aaron Judge has, 51 home runs, and so that is weighed so heavily to the Baseball Writers Association. It's New York versus Kansas City, and what that brings in terms of automatic attention. Let's remember, preseason stuff, unfortunately, it's an uphill climb for Bobby from the minute opening day started.
Because the Yankees expect to be a good team, and the Royals were expected
Royals
to not
be. The Royals won 56 games a year ago. Even though they're one of the best stories in baseball as a team and potentially going to have the biggest turnaround in baseball history, I guess they're still pacing where that could happen. And so all of that is true, but when it's New York and it's the home run side, all of that, it should be a closer market. It's not. I think Aaron Judge, unfortunately, is going to win this award, and he's been sensational this year as well. Any other year, Bobby Witt Jr. would be running away with this award. You're right. It's really the home run numbers. I mean,
that's
the home run
literally
numbers.
The only stat that supports
Bobby Witt Jr.
Judge is definitively better.
And it's called the MVP award, right? Most valuable player. That's last time I checked. That's what we're calling this. Aaron Judge is extremely valuable, but Bobby Witt Jr. is valuable in the field as well as at the dish. And if you take Bobby Witt Jr. out of the lineup, what does this team look like? You take Aaron Judge out of the Yankees lineup. Yeah, they don't have 51 home runs,
but they're still in the playoffs.
But they have, Juan Soto's their guy behind him right now, especially with Vinny being out. It speaks to it even more if Bobby finishes this season strong. So I get it. The Royals obviously are going to put this information out, and they should. They should go to bat for their guy, who in any other year would be running away with this.
That's what matters.
If you look at WAR and everything like that, they're identical players in that in terms of their wins above replacement. So it stinks. We've had this conversation off and on throughout the season, and I've told you, I just think the narrative was already set for Aaron Judge, and because the home run numbers have continued, that a three-game series, Bobby could hit three home runs this series, and Aaron Judge goes 0-for-12, and it's not changing who's going to win this award, but it would continue to boost the profile for Bobby Witt Jr. To me, this year sets up future years. I mentioned how before the season started, the narrative was on Aaron
Bobby
Judge's
has
side.
Another year like this, he can win the award.
Bobby Witt Jr. is going to win an MVP at some point in time. It's probably not this year. But this year can set up him to win in future years, if that makes
sense.
That
is, I mean, I do feel that way. I absolutely think he will win an MVP award. He's too good. If you look at the players who have done this at shortstop at his age, it is littered with future Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, except for Aaron or Alex Rodriguez, who had one of the single greatest starts in Major League Baseball history, but he won't get in because of roids. But if you look at every single other player, this is it. I just don't like that an MVP race should come down to one stat. That's all. It's not just the defense, because Bobby Witt Jr. is better at defense than Aaron Judge, because he's going to win a gold glove and a silver slugger and all the things Judge is going to win a gold glove. He'll win a silver slugger. But he leads. He's got more runs. He's got more doubles, more triples, more stolen bases, a better average. He leads in almost every single statistical category over Aaron Judge except two, right? Home runs and RBIs and on base. So three. So I get that. I get why it's close. I understand why Aaron, this isn't even like a knock. Like, this always makes it sound like, I don't think Aaron Judge is having a great year.
He's incredible. Yeah.
Aaron Judge is having one of the best seasons I've ever seen a player have. I just think that, I don't like how far apart the race is.
I agree.
If you sat in a room and you told me I'm voting for Aaron Judge for this reason, I couldn't argue or not hear you out. My problem is right now the odds would tell you that not just is Bobby Wood Jr. an underdog, he's a massive underdog.
It's been the way all
year. Like, he's got no chance to win the award. That's what the odds market suggests right
now.
Who
votes on MVP? Is it the Baseball Writers?
Baseball Writers Association of America, some of the writers. And I know the odds market doesn't ultimately decide who wins.
Tells you where the money's coming in from.
In the perspective and the narrative and a little bit of what's
usually
driving.
Usually when this big a favorite, it doesn't go the other way.
For a sport that takes the Hall of Fame process so seriously, more serious than any other Hall of Fame process, you would think that they would look at more than, they would factor in all of those things a little bit more, because they're such sticklers for the Hall of Fame, Cody, that they would look at all of the other stats and say, this actually means a lot more
it's
than
just hard.
People
one
think
guy
it
said
does.
51 home runs.
So the exact breakdown.
The baby ballpark is also my problem.
So it's ballots for awards are submitted, just like in the NFL, before the postseason. It's two writers in every city. Based on the league that they cover. That's who's voting.
We've been covering and writing about them for at least 10 years. You have to wait a decade to get those.
It's
rights.
A point system. So 14 points for first, 9 points for second, 8 for third, and so forth, right? You get all the way down to 1 point for 10th place. Last year, Bobby Wood Jr. got, let's see, what was he?
He got some votes.
Fourth place. Yeah, he got 1 4th place vote, 4 5th place votes, 1 6th, 3 7th, 8 8th. I think I'm doing this right. He got 83 points. Let me make it easier.
Yes.
But, Shohei Ohtani last year, unanimous winner, 30 first place votes. I don't think it's going to be 30 for Aaron Judge. Bobby Wood Jr. will get first place votes. He's absolutely going to get first place votes. The question will be, how close is it? Last year, Corey Seager got 264 points. That was good for second behind the 420 points that Shohei got. Is it closer than that?
I think so.
Absolutely, yes. Because I don't think you if
Shohei that was he was pitching to for a
there's no way Aaron Judge is the unanimous MVP. That's insane. But I'll be interested to see just how close of a gap Bobby makes it here down the stretch.
That's all.
When the votes come out,
all I'm asking for is a respect on the situation. In a lot of ways, I think part of me is just like frustrated by the process doesn't mirror in every sport. So like we talked about this with Q, who now is, by the way, still currently, although essentially co-favorites, with Steven Vogt to win American League Manager of the Year, which is, are we pretending like Bobby Wood Jr. isn't on a team who won 56 games last year and is only 2.5 games out of first place in his division, 3.5 games back from the New York Yankees for the best record in the American League? I do kind of look at this series now a little bit different. And thinking about it, I want this to be Bobby Witt Jr. versus Aaron Judge for the next 3 days, because that's a thing I think Bobby Witt Jr. can win. That's how baseball should pitch it, by the way. From just this perspective, we talk about this all the time, that baseball doesn't pitch its stars. If they aren't on every single one of their power programs pitching this is Bobby versus Aaron Judge, two playing two amazingly great seasons, then they're doing it wrong. You should pitch this like a heavyweight fight. This is Holyfield Tyson. This is, you know, it. You
every
should pitch this like a massive
matters to
fight
who's
like
the
that.
MVP.
Yeah, I just don't know if that's, I don't disagree. I just don't think we've seen any evidence that baseball is going to do that for a Monday night series. That's, you know what I mean? If it was, this series
all
was over
three
the weekend,
of these should be on
Sunday,
Big Fox.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's not, Ash is not.
American
you know?
Idol or whatever.
If this was a series that was over the weekend, you would have liked to think they could have added Sunday Night Baseball. And I know the Royals were on national TV this weekend, too.
Twice. Friday and Saturday.
They were on
Apple TV and Fox.
But I'll just ask you, especially with NFL being back, how many cities outside of Kansas City and New York are talking about Aaron Judge versus Bobby Wood Jr.? Guys, the answer is probably zero.
Should be, though.
Yeah, but shouldn't the when baseball has a promo, when it comes up, it should be.
It's on regional TV. Where's the promo? You know what I'm saying? Like, where are they promoting it on? There's not on.
They got to put on MLB Network or Fox or any of their other national partners.
Even if they're
ESPN.
I mean, I think even if, like, baseball tonight on Sunday Night Baseball, even if it's not the Yankees or the Royals, there should be a segment in the pregame show.
Yes.
Of, hey, this is a serious race that you need to be talking about. Like, I think that's where, like, take advantage of the little time that you might have. but gear it up for the stars and the
Rays. You're the biggest stars in your sport.
I mean, MLB Network's been doing it all year. That's different.
I'm talking about Baseball Tonight or like ESP, like those networks mm-hmm. that have more eyeballs on SportsCenter.
You should have been convincing
stuff.
First Take that this should have been one of your B block stories today.
There's
Judge versus Bobby Witt.
Good luck with that.
I'm saying that's what baseball has to do.
Zero
chance. The NFL on a Monday.
Zero chance.
By the way, that's
Monday after
week.
That's my point. Is like outside of Kansas City and New York, and I'll be even in New York. The Jets are playing tonight. The Giants just look like crap. I mean, I just don't know how many markets are really talking much about Judge versus Witt the day after the NFL season, and especially when if in New York and you've got NFL disaster Giants and Jets in action with Aaron Rodgers making his really true debut, I guess.
He got four snaps on that.
He got four snaps.
He was in the NFL promo carrying that flag. I'm like, why would you do that to that man?
That was
everybody
his
knows
moment.
What happened after he carried that flag into the stadium was his season ended.
I'm fascinated. We're going to talk more about that, how he looks tonight. I mean, it can change your entire opinion on what the Jets could be if he looks like he did a few years ago.